This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza, and welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. We're continuing our series on the glory and the light of Jesus Christ and how these powers have the ability to heal our body and our wounded soul. Today, we're going to specifically look at scriptures that prove that the glory carries healing power. I remember when I first understood this through the Word, I began pressing in through my worship for more of His presence. And God responded by releasing His glory into my home, my meetings, and my ministry. That's when I began to receive some extraordinary encounters. When I would spend a real focused time in worship, I could actually feel the burning presence of the glory. My face and my arms would begin to get hot and they would begin to tingle. Sometimes I would actually feel a heavy weight like a blanket lying over my shoulders. Did you know that the word glory in the Old Testament is the Hebrew word kabod, which actually means weighty and heavy? When the glory comes, it has weight, it has substance, it's tangible. You can actually feel it. In the Bible, when the glory filled the temple, the priests couldn't even stand to minister because of the presence of the cloud was so strong. God has given me the privilege of actually being able to sense and feel the glory. But even more than this is the fruit I've experienced through these encounters. When I first encountered the glory, my soul immediately started getting healed. Then sickness started coming off my body. My mind got clear. I saw financial breakthroughs. My marriage got stronger. My ministry grew and became successful. Everything in my life started to change when I started getting transformed into His image from glory to glory. Do you need a change? Are you ready for a transformation? Then today is your day. Let's look at each one of these powers individually so you can really substantiate your understanding that indeed the glory of Jesus Christ and His light heal you. I'm just going to build some scriptural foundation so that you really can put your faith and place your faith on a true biblical understanding about these powers, that these aren't charismatic craziness or witchcraft or New Ageism, that these are characteristics of Christ and they actually do heal. Okay. So let's go back to the glory. We're going to do the glory first. We'll go back to Malachi 4:2. It says, "Unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings and his beams." Now we talked about what the word wings there means. It actually represents the glory of God. In Hebrews 9:5 is a great example. It says, "Above the ark and overshadowing the mercy seat were the representations of the cherubim, the winged creatures, which were symbols of the glory." That's what it says in the Amplified. So the wings in Scripture symbolize the glory of God. And according to this prophetic word in Malachi, the glory heals. It literally is a power that heals you. It says the Son of Righteousness, Christ, arises with healing using His glory. And we talked about what that word healing means. It's the Hebrew word marpe. It means health, healing, and a cure. So the glory heals your physical body, but it also means sound of mind. Your mind is part of your soul, so that means that the glory also can heal your soul man. The glory is a power. It is a power. And it's specifically for the healing of our bodies and our souls. Look at some of these scriptures here. How many of you have heard those famous verses in the Psalms that say that we hide under the shadow of His wings? We find refuge under the shadow of His wings, right? Yes, many of you. Okay. Well, go back and read the entire scripture in its context And you'll see that it's our souls that find refuge in the shadow of his wings. Psalm 57:1 says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge." You see, it specifically says in this psalm and in other psalms, I'll read another one in a minute, that it's your soul that finds refuge under the shadow of the glory. That word wings is the same word. It means the glory. Your soul finds refuge under the shadow of the glory. Why does it say that? Because the glory is a real power. It is Christ. It is his presence. It is the presence and the fullness of God. And when the fullness of Christ and God overshadow us, when we're under the wings, the presence of the cloud, it has the power to heal us. That's when the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his glory, his wings. Our soul can find healing when the presence of the glory comes. How many of you worship? How many of you felt that in your worship, when you press in, when you go for it, you can feel a shift to where God's presence, God's always with you. But his presence increases when we give him the honor, the glory, the majesty, when we exalt his name, when we lift him up. And have you noticed that when you do that, you can feel his presence increasing, right? It's at those moments that your soul is finding refuge under the shadow of the wings and you didn't even realize it. It's those moments when the worship is on and you're in your house, maybe you're cleaning your house, or you're taking care of some business, you're doing the laundry, you're taking care of your kids, or you're in your car on your way to work and you're worshiping the Lord, and all of a sudden the glory comes and you feel that shift, you feel that pull into the worship, you feel that, wow, God is really here feeling. It's at those moments when you need to understand something else now, that not only is God there, but he's there to heal you at that moment. He's there to heal your soul. He's there. He's now become a place of refuge for your soul. The woundedness inside of you actually has a supernatural ability to be healed at that moment. This is so awesome because you can be doing what I just said in your car or cleaning your house or doing some sort of business and you've got the worship music on and when you feel that pull, the presence is there and the presence has come for you to be healed in it. Amen? Your soul can find refuge in the shadow of his wings. Even in Psalm 63, verse 7, it says, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice, my soul follow hard after thee. It's in the shadow of the wings. When we're underneath the presence of the glory, we can begin to rejoice. You know why? Because you're going to feel the lifting in your soul. You're going to feel the shift in your soul. You're going to feel the healing in your soul. You just didn't realize it before. But now that you know and you understand it, you can put your faith on it. You can put your faith on it. Wow, the glory's here. I just felt it. I've been worshiping. It's here. My soul is getting healed right now. I decree it. You can be driving your cars going, the glory is here, and I'm getting healed. The glory is here, and I'm getting healed. All right? Come on. Jesus. Jesus. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She touched the wings of the prayer shawl, and she was healed. She was healed in her physical body, and she was healed in her soul because she had been traumatized by being sick for 12 years and suffering under the hands of all those physicians and paying out all the money she had and growing no better, but instead growing worse. That trauma had wounded her soul. She was wounded in her inner man, and she was sick in her physical body. But when she touched the wings, her soul found refuge under the shadow of his wings. The glory of Christ was released on her. And it's not just a word that we use when we're excited, like glory. It is a power. Amen. It is a power that can heal our souls. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3:18 talks about it. It's so awesome. It says this, but we all with unveiled face behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and we are being transformed into his image, into his likeness, from glory to glory. This is talking about a progressive healing, isn't it? Being transformed from glory to glory, being progressively healed every time another visitation of glory happens. Another level of glory is released. Now, where are we progressively healed? Is this talking about our spirit man being progressively healed? No, because your spirit man gets healed instantly, doesn't it? So where does that leave? It's talking about us being progressively healed in our soul and even our physical body. Amen? And how does that happen? From glory to glory. Because the Son of Righteousness arises on us with healing in his wings, which are his glory. The glory has the power to heal us. And so every time we do what I was just talking about, every time we get into the worship, every time we sense the presence of the glory, when we go to church and the pastor's preaching, the glory falls, or the team is worshiping and you're worshiping with them and the glory falls, that's your moment to say, I'm getting healed right now. I receive it. I grab hold of those wings. I grab a hold of the hem of his prayer shawl right now, because I'm having the Son of Righteousness arise on me right now with healing in his wings and his beams. Amen. See, we just didn't understand it. We didn't understand how much the soul had been literally sabotaging our complete existence in every area of our lives, and that the glory was one of the powers that would take care of that problem. Amen. If you can't do anything else, if you just had one of those days where you've just had it and you can't do anything else, just turn on the music, man. Just let that glory flow into your house. And right there, you'll start getting healing. Amen? By the way, that scripture right there says that we are transformed into his image, into his likeness from glory to glory. That word transformed, exact same word as the Mount of Transfiguration. Think about it. Which means the same glory that fell on Jesus on the mountain is the same glory that transforms you. The same glory that fell on that mountain is the same glory that transforms you. The same glory that overshadowed Christ from God is the same glory that transforms you. Amen? When I got arrested for the last time, my 12th time that year, I wasn't thinking about my future. I was thinking, how do I get out? And go back to the only things I knew, cooking meth, robbing, and doing dope. But Jesus had a different plan. He radically changed my life, and now I'm living my dreams. For years, we've been revealing Jesus to those still inside, to show them that there's a plan for their lives, just like there was a plan for mine. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural.
How are your finances doing? Did you know the Bible says that you will prosper even as your soul prospers? In my teachings, Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural, I show you how to get healed of every soul wound that is blocking your prosperity and keeping you from going to the next level of increase.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
That word transformed, it's used in Romans 12:2. What does it say? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you did a little word study on it, you'd see that word transformed is from the Mount of Transfiguration. So it's giving us a key right here. It's saying you want to be transformed by the renewing of your mind? How many people want to be transformed by the renewing of their mind? How do you do it? The glory, the same glory that was on the Mount of Transfiguration transforms you and renews your mind. It's giving you the key right there. We don't just, you know, we should just worship God for who he is, and that's all there is. But you know that God has benefits. When you earnestly seek him, he has benefits that he brings to you. He has blessings that he gives to you. And so when his presence comes, it's like, man, here I am. I'm coming in response to your worship and all that, and here I am. And guess what? When I show up, you get healed. You sacrificed, you pressed in a sacrifice of praise. And because you did it, here I am, and you're getting healed right now. Amen? When glory shows up, it brings with it the absolute inward perfection of Christ. Did you know that that's what the word glory means? I looked it up in the New Testament in the Greek. Here's one of the meanings of the word glory. The absolute perfect inward personal excellency of Christ. The absolute perfect inward personal excellency of Christ. Every part of Christ is perfect and excellent. Even inwardly, he is perfect and excellent. Where do we need perfect excellence so bad? Inwardly, don't we? So when the glory shows up, what does it bring with it? That inward excellence of Christ. It actually gets imparted to you. You're there in your wounded soul. You're worshiping. You're going, God, I need a breakthrough. I need something to happen. This, I can't take it anymore. You got to do something. You got to heal my children. You got to heal my body. You got to fix my marriage. You got to do all that. Well, just worship him. When you worship him, his absolute inward perfect excellency will come and it will be imparted to you. And your soul will become like his. You will be transformed into his image, his likeness from glory to glory. His image, his likeness from glory to glory. Amen? It's a power. When the glory changes you in here, what happens is everything changes out here. You got to understand that. You're saying, God, you know, fix my marriage, fix my children, fix my finances, fix all my circumstances, right? All my circumstances. Well, that stuff gets fixed when you get healed in here by the glory. When the glory comes and transforms your soul, you begin to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Your circumstances out here flip a script. And they change. Let me prove it to you. Isaiah 60. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. See, when the Son of Righteousness arises upon you, with healing in his wings, his glory. You get changed in here. And then what happens? You arise from the, quote, depression and prostration in which all your various circumstances have kept you in. And you rise, quote, to a new life. We got to get healed in here by the glory. And then all the junk out here will shift. It will change. All those depressing circumstances that have laid you in prostration and servanthood before them and in submission before them will shift when the glory arises upon you. Because the Son of Righteousness arises upon you with healing in his glory. Amen? Do you receive it? All right. Now I want to tell you something. I've been talking about worshiping, praising, and how that causes the presence of God to actually increase around you, right? But you need to know something else, too. You need to know that the glory is already inside of you. Amen? Let's look at it. You already have the glory. And you can get it externally to increase through your praise and worship. But you already have it internally. You just need to tap into it with your faith. In John 17, Jesus said, the glory the Father gave me, I give to them that they may be as one, even as we are one. When did the Father give Jesus glory? On the Mount of Transfiguration. That was one place. He's given him glory in many places, right? But one place he gave him glory was on the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus saying, that glory that the Lord Father gave me, I give to you. So we may be as one, even as me and the Father are one. You've already received the glory. You don't have to strive for it. Yes, you can offer a sacrifice of praise to get it to increase externally around you, but you already have glory inside of you. What do I mean by that? What does Colossians 1 say? Who lives in us? Christ, the hope of glory. In your spirit, man. Your spirit, man, is made up of glory. It is full of glory. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You've got glory already in here. Your spirit is made up of glory.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do you understand that? And people say, well, if that's true, if I've got glory in me, how come I'm such a mess? How come I'm getting divorced? How come I'm still sick in my body? How come I still have this pain? What's going on? Well, I remember I heard somebody say something very, very insightful at one time. They said, even though the resurrected power of Christ, all the resurrected power of Christ lives in us, because our souls are so wounded, it's like dying of thirst while you're leaning against a tank full of life-giving water. So what do? You appropriate that tank. You get access to that tank. How do you do that? You do it through revelation. What are you learning right now? What are you learning right now? Revelation. You're now having a new understanding that glory heals your soul, and that glory is completely stuffed into your spirit man. Your spirit man is made of glory. It's full of glory. So you understand that. You go, okay, I have a new understanding right now. I'm full of glory in my spirit. And my soul, which doesn't have the glory right now, can get healed by that glory. So I'm going to release it. I'm going to command that to be released. I'm going to decree it. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to put my faith. I've got glory in me. I release that glory that I already have. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I release it into my spirit man so that Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, can arise with healing on my soul in his glory, his wings, and his beams of light. You begin to release it through your revelation. Amen? What does it say in that Psalm 24? It talks about that we're not to lift up our soul to idols. Why? Because that sin can wound you. And then what does it say right after that? It tells you the answer about what to do if you have that kind of a sin in your life that has wounded your soul. It says, now command your gates, lift up, O you ancient gates, be lifted up, O you everlasting doors, so the King of glory can come in. What does that mean? There's actually a faucet, a door inside of you that can be lifted up so the King of glory can come in. Your soul is the faucet that lets it in. Your spirit already has it, but there's an ancient gate. There's those gates and doors, those faucets that you can turn on inside your soul. Do you know that word, the words everlasting doors, lift up your head, O ye ancient gates, be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors, they actually mean the doors of the temple. Where's the temple now? You're the temple. The scripture talks about your body, your soul, houses, the spirit of the Lord. You're the temple. Well, your soul has it's like a faucet. You can turn it on. You can open that faucet and it'll come right out of your spirit into your soul. You can lay there in your bed and go, lift up those heads, ye ancient gates in my temple. Be lifted up. Here comes the King of glory. He's filling my temple right now. Amen? Do you understand that? Put your hand on your belly or your heart and just say, Christ lives in me. The hope of glory. My spirit man is full of glory. The King of glory lives in me. Now I command the ancient gates in my soul to open up and receive the King of glory. Oh Jesus, arise on my soul with healing in your wings and your beams. Pour out the glory from my spirit man into my soul. My soul is taking refuge under the shadow of your wings. I'm being healed right now of every wound that's in common with that problem in the name of Jesus. Right now, say it again. Christ lives in me, the hope of glory. My spirit is full of glory. The King of glory lives in me. I'm gonna open up the ancient gates and doors in my soul, and the glory, the King of glory, is gonna come into the temple. He's going to heal me right now. The Son of Righteousness is arising
on my soul with healing in his wings. My soul is finding refuge under the shadow of the wings. I'm being healed now in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen and give Jesus a praise. Psalm 24 says, "Lift up ye heads, ye ancient gates, so the King of glory can come in." Those ancient gates the scripture is referring to were the ones in the temple. Today, you are the temple. Pray this with me now. Say, "I command my ancient gates in my temple to be lifted up so the King of glory can come in. King of glory, fill my temple now. I believe I'm being transformed into your image, Jesus, into your likeness from glory to glory. And Jesus, I believe you're arising on me with healing in your wings, which is your glory. And I am being transformed in my inner man. I decree every wound inside of me is being healed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen." When I got arrested for the last time, my 12th time that year, I wasn't thinking about my future. I was thinking, how do I get out and go back to the only things I knew, cooking meth, robbing, and doing dope. But Jesus had a different plan. He radically changed my life, and now I'm living my dreams. For years, we've been revealing Jesus to those still inside to show them that there's a plan for their lives, just like there was a plan for mine. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you copies of Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural.
How are your finances doing? Did you know the Bible says that you will prosper even as your soul prospers? In my teachings, Banking in the Glory and Ascending into the Supernatural, I show you how to get healed of every soul wound that is blocking your prosperity and keeping you from going to the next level of increase.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, I'm going to lay down a solid biblical foundation to show you that the light of Christ is a power that can heal your soul. Again, this was one of the most powerful revelations that ever changed my life, so I know it's going to revolutionize yours. See you next week.